This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria de Los Angeles Virial. Date of birth, October the 1st, 1969. Case ID number is 5808715. Date of exam, September the 5th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Bettis and Associates, dated 4/5/2023, and Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 3/3/2023, from the Occupational Therapy Department. Identifying information, this is a 53-year-old divorced female with four grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral vascular accident and osteoarthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was May 22, 2022, where she used to work at a flea market for 10 years. During that time, she worked part-time, 6 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her youngest son, who's 14, and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, cerebral vascular accident with quadriparesis amplasia. Number two, osteoarthritis. History of allegations. Number one, cerebral vascular accident with quadriplegia slash paresis. The claimant states that on May 22, 2022, she presented herself to Rio Grande Regional Hospital and was hospitalized for one week for having a cerebrovascular accident. The claimant states that she presented to the hospital with weakness of all extremities, ataxia with decreased balance, and right eye blindness. The claimant also had dysphagia as well as dysbrachia, and her mental status was abnormal. She had decreased memory and confusion. She denies any seizures or syncopal episodes at that time. Her residual symptoms include quadriparesis of all four extremities, especially of the left upper and lower extremity, ataxia, comma, right eye blindness, comma, but normal speech. She still suffers from dysphagia. Her mental status is better at this time, and she's able to communicate very well. She denies having any seizures or syncopal episodes. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet with a walker, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, but states that she has to use a walker at all times. She is unable to climb the stairs at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup with both hands, comma, but unable to open up a jar, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, or button her clothes at this time. She's also unable to lift anything above her head. The claimant was placed on aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. She was diagnosed with a cerebral infarct. However, no other information was given. At this time, she does have a provider who cares for her, who goes daily to take care of her. Allegations number two, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2022, she was told that she had osteoarthritis and that x-rays were performed to confirm it. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. As noted earlier, her limitations at this time include being able to walk 100 feet, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write with difficulty, comma, to drink coffee with both hands, comma, but is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, put on her clothes by herself, or lift anything above her head. She does have a provider who provides the necessities that she needs, such as taking a bath. She states that she uses a walker at all times. The claimant is on Tylenol 500 milligrams QD, which does give her relief for pain. She says she does no other physical activity. Her physician is Dr. Florencia Perez. It was noted that the claimant did drive over here to the appointment, and although she had difficulty in getting in and out of her car, she was able to drive to the appointment and was seen putting her walker into the car. Family history. The father died from cancer. The mother died at the age of 72. She had dementia, hypertension, hypothyroidism, and diabetes mellitus. Medications. Fenofibrate, 145 milligrams, POQD. Furosemide, 20 milligrams, BID. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams, BID. Glipizide, 10 milligrams, QD. Jardiance, 25 milligrams, QD. Humalog, 15 units, sub-Q before each meal, times 3. Lantus Solostar, 60 units, sub-Q QHS. Level thyroxine, sodium, 137 micrograms, QD. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams, BID. Rosuvastatin calcium, 20 milligrams, QD. She also has a history of glaucoma and is taking Alphagan, 0.1%, one drop TID to both eyes, and Izopt, 1%, one drop QD in both eyes. Medical problems, cervicalgia, comma, lumbago with sciatica, comma, history of cerebral vascular accident. With quadriparesis, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2, but insulin dependent, hyperlipidemia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, obesity, comma, major surgery, C-section times 3, comma, cholecystectomy in 2016, history of cellulitis of the lower leg. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 20 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit. Weight, 198 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 1 and 3/4 inches. BP, 140 over 86 mmHg. Heart rate, 83 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 36.5. General, this is a 53-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination by herself. The claimant did have difficulty in ambulating and moving around. However, she presented to my office and was able to drive over here and to put her walker into the car, H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to... the third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, except for the right eye where the claimant does have blindness and does not appear to be able to see out of the right eye. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has multiple missing teeth and does wear dentures. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were decreased, especially for the right eye, where there is a right eye abnormal gaze to the right upper quadrant, which may be affecting the fourth nerve. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal for the right eye. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal for the right side. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/blindness. Pinhole is 20/blindness. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. The claimant is able to count fingers at 7 feet distance with the right eye. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical examination was difficult. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She appeared to have clear thought processes and her memory was intact. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were zero bilaterally, as well as abnormal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilateral at zero. Could you drop down to cranial nerves? Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were decreased, especially for cranial nerves 2 for the right side, decreased extraocular movements, which may be affecting the fourth or the third nerve, as well as problems with glutination, which may be affecting the 10th, 11th, and 12th nerve. The claimant did not have a very good gag reflex. Cerebellar. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady, and she did need the walker in order to ambulate with. The claimant did come with a walker-assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel to shin exam was abnormal and the Romberg sign was positive. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the left lower leg and upper extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. The claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes and had difficulty walking at a tandem rate and needed her walker at all times. The claimant was unable to stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires an assisted device of a walker at all times, and she does have a provider at home. Neurological, grip strength was plus 3/5 bilaterally. However, the claimant is unable to make a full closed fist, oppose fingers, or pinch at this time. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact, especially for the right side. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were zero. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is some evidence of muscle wasting of the left lower extremity and some muscle spasms of the upper extremities, especially as well as the lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally for both hands. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is unable to lift, carry, and handle medium to large size objects. She hears and speaks well at this time. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction consisting of quadriparesis of all four extremities, especially for the left upper and lower extremity, as well as right eye blindness. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally at this time. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is abnormal and restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant does have limitations in her visual field, especially for the right eye, and her visual acuity for the right eye. She is able to communicate very well with some limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to right eye blindness, comma, quadriparesis / plegia, comma, and generalized weakness. Probable diagnoses. Number one, cerebral vascular accident / infarction. Confirm with medical records and physical examination. The claimant has a quadriparesis / plegia and does have problems with dysphagia and dysphagia. However, the dysphagia has resolved at this time. Her mental capacity appears to have recovered. Allegation number two, osteoarthritis. More likely than not, mild. Normal physical exam for osteoarthritis at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria de los Angeles Villarreal.